The views and opinions expressed in the Humanizing the Headset podcast are those of the authors, guests, and hosts of the podcast, and do not necessarily reflect the opinion or position of Humanizing the Headset as a whole. This podcast may contain adult language and adult content.
We ready? Yes. We doing this? Okay.
Bum, ba, da, da.
Sorry, I was burping.
Like, I don't know. It was our new intro.
Yeah. Brendan composed intro. a new intro for us with his mouth.
Wow. We're already off to a good start. Maybe I should record over.
Oh my God. We've been having the world's most inappropriate conversation for the past hour.
Yeah, it's literally been an hour.
We get it all out before we start recording so that it's not...
Not
with
really.
A picture of professionalism.
I have so much more to give. So.
But then I say stuff like, Brendan composed a new theme song with his mouth, and we all just lose it.
Oh, disgusting.
Anyway.
Hi, everyone.
Happy New Year, right? This is going to be out in the New Year.
This is going to be our New Year episode. So we're just going to pretend like 2020 didn't happen and move on.
Yay.
It's like the 13th floor in a hotel.
Exactly.
Right? It's not really there.
Right.
But it is
really
there.
I mean, it's there. We just don't acknowledge it.
Right. And my 13th anniversary just passed the other day. I don't know if I want to acknowledge that.
Like,
I mean, I just did, obviously.
At work or...
At work.
Okay, I was like, at work or with
your
husband?
Well, that's something to brag about,
yeah.
Brendan. What a coincidence.
Is it?
Yes, you survived 13 years dispatching as a telecommunicator at one agency.
At one agency.
That's awesome.
You're not one of those agency hoppers.
No.
Is that a thing?
We don't really have those in our department, though.
No,
I mean,
we don't.
Not really.
We have a
and
lot
once
of
people come. They just even if they are from another agency, they don't really.
You guys are just such a gas to work with that no one wants to leave.
Duh.
Yes.
No, we wanted to.
I'd like to say it's me, but
you are a gas to work with, Nora. Mm-hmm. Adam had some great advice for us last week, and that was to be grateful. We were talking about how to stay out of the negative. It's 2020 headspace.
Yeah.
And he said you guys need to find silver linings. So that's what we're doing. We're taking everyone's positive things that happened this year, and we're going to talk about them. So
yeah,
and
just remind ourselves of all the wonderful things that did actually happen this year.
Yep. Yeah, every month, if you guys don't already know it, you should know it because you need to be paying attention. That's all I got to say. I'm going to shame you into looking at our page. Every month we put out a brag board, and it gives everybody the opportunity to put something out that they've done in the last month that's good that happened to them, a goal they achieved, something new they started, I don't know.
Yeah, personal or professional,
positive.
Doesn't matter.
Yep.
Because it's important. A lot of people don't focus. It's very easy for people to focus on the negative. That's how our brains are designed, right?
And not even that, but other people, like so many... Like, people focus on how others are doing, and they don't give themselves enough attention.
Yes. That's a whole other topic that we could get into about don't worry about what everybody else is doing. but, yes, it's important to take time and recognize your achievements, for one. And I think it also give other people ideas.
Right.
Because that was one of the things I was hoping to kind of broach a little bit today is how much time in a lot of fields, but especially in this industry, right? Emergency services, how people get into emergency services and they jump in with both feet and it becomes their life. And they get so caught up in just doing that stuff that they don't do anything else.
Right. For themselves personally.
And I really feel like, mind you, I've never done any research, but this is clearly my professional opinion.
Dr. Norm.
Dr. Norm. I'm wearing my doctor hat, not my pastor collar today. I feel like that's why a lot of people, when they retire, they go back into the same service or they feel lost because they don't have it because they've spent so much time doing only that. You know, so I think it's important to do other things.
So, like, get a hobby, but in the nicest way possible.
Yes.
But yeah. Actually get a hobby.
Right. Something else other than work.
Right.
Because it just, it takes it up. Nothing wrong with those people that dedicate their lives to it, but I don't want to see somebody get to the end of their career and go, what do I do now?
Right. I've been doing this for 30 years, and now I have nothing but free time, and I don't know how to fill it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. They're just randomly picking up their phone. 911.
Right.
No. Just practicing. I don't want to slip.
Exactly.
My skills have left me.
No, but, and I do want to preface this by saying that we're not trying to downplay how difficult of a year this has been for some people. We're very aware that people have lost family members and friends, and it's been a challenge. This year has been a challenge in a lot of ways. So we're not downplaying any of the terrible, terrible things that have happened. We fully recognize all of that. We've been immersed in it for the entire year.
Yes, we have.
So not downplaying that at all, but we do just want to highlight some of the more positive things that have gone on, because I think we could all use a palate cleanser.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, right.
It's a good way to put it.
Yeah. A little traditional Listerine kills every damn thing,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Oh.
So, anyway, we got a ton of comments on our Facebook page and on our Instagram page, and we have a lot of stuff to talk about.
It's awesome to see so many people were proud of their accomplishments.
Yes.
And willing to share it. You know, that's pretty cool. It tells me we're doing the right stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing the right stuff too.
Exactly.
Again, just in my professional opinion.
Yeah.
So, true story.
All right. What do you got, Norm?
I had a post that didn't get a whole lot of responses, so thank you.
Literally, Norm posted
this.
He got like 4 comments, and then Brendan posted almost the exact same thing and got like 75.
Right.
It was just it's a weird algorithm on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's
not, and I think sure maybe the image had something to do with it too. So maybe we should use this for future ones.
Yeah.
Just because it, you know, it invites.
So please, everyone, make sure you get on Facebook and gas up Norm, because he's feeling really unloved right now. Tell him how cool he is.
No, don't do that.
I'm just kidding. Don't do that.
Yeah, please don't do that. I probably won't answer anyway. I'm sorry. Not to be rude, but...
Oh, my gosh. Please, no.
Facebook's not my hangout.
Anyway, so what did we get on
our
Facebook page?
I had one on my menial post. The first one on here was Amy. Said that she'd done some positive things this year, which is awesome. She started meditation, obviously, which kind of goes along with yoga, which we recently started putting on YouTube.
Yes.
For those that are not in the know.
Every Wednesday, a new one.
That's correct. On YouTube, Humanizing the Headset.
Yep.
But she also helped start a nonprofit with other first responders for first responders' well-being. And then she also did a multiple virtual races. I don't know what that is. I should
kind of
have
like
asked the question.
5Ks or something
right,
like
where
that.
You do it on your own time. And,
yeah.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say I could run a lot of virtual races in the shape I am right now. That's right. I just won one. Right. I set a new virtual marathon record.
I ran a 3-second mile.
That's right. Boom. That's right. I just got in.
That's
I just
awesome.
Flew in, and boy, are my arms tired.
Oh, my God.
Brendan
just spit out his coffee, just
nice.
FYI.
It's good. I'm glad he appreciates dad jokes.
You're so stupid, dude.
Anyway, congratulations, Amy, on all of your wonderful accomplishments this year. That's great.
I think we'll hold all the congratulations, because we have so many.
We do. You know, we have a lot.
It's going to be like a graduation. Please hold your applause till the end.
Yeah, don't clap, or else you won't hear someone else's name.
That's right. And if you're listening in your car, you'll drive off the road, so don't do that.
Oh, my gosh. We had from the Instagram page, and I'm sorry, on Instagram I don't know your actual names because it's just your username, but Mrs. K85 said she was married, and her friend started their own Etsy business.
Nice.
If you guys want to check that out, go on our Instagram page. You can see her comment. She's got our Etsy linked in the comment, but
nice.
That's awesome. Wonderful. Good job.
That is. I got married this year, too.
Yes.
I didn't post that on there.
Yep, Norm and Brendan got married. Not to each other.
Not to each other.
Not to each other.
They were already married to each other a long time ago.
That's right. We're like a common law marriage through work.
Yes. Yeah, pretty much. Yes. Works
twice removed.
I got married last year, so I don't count, but we had our first anniversary. Right. I know, right?
How dare you. Join the club.
All right, so what else did we get here?
I had one, Amanda, on my post on Facebook. She says she finally achieved her dream of becoming a certified hostage negotiator.
That's really cool.
It's very cool because we've talked about this many times, and you know, trying to get an agency first off to let you do that as a dispatcher is very difficult. And I know there's some that will do it, and you know, my theory on that is we talk to people all day, every day.
Our literal job to
but,
do that.
But right. yet, somehow, no offense, we're not qualified to do this. I don't understand.
I don't know.
Yeah,
But she also said that last year was a rough one with her mental health, but she got a lot of support, and she went from literally being negotiated off a bridge last year to becoming a negotiator herself.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Impressive.
Yes.
Very impressive.
Ugh, wonderful turnaround.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I mean, first off, achieving a goal, and I don't know, I'd be curious to know if she learned something while she was being negotiated with.
Yeah, maybe that it'd be pretty, experience pretty came interesting. In handy, but no, that's awesome.
It is awesome. I'm envious.
Yes. All right, what do you have on yours, Brendan?
I have Christine completed her RPL, which is Registered Public Safety Leadership Program through APCO.
Awesome.
I'm also an RPL, so I could say that it's a big achievement. It's a year long.
It's
various
a
courses, exercises. It is a commitment.
Yeah.
And you have a thing that you have to do, and the word is escaping me right now. Like a project that you take throughout the course.
Right.
And mine was humanizing the headset.
Right.
So congratulations to Christine on that. That's a lot of hard work. And I heard the program revamped last year or the year before. So it's totally new. I kind of want to take it again just to see what it's all about. So congratulations
You're
to Christine
sick man.
For that. I know.
Like
it was
masochist.
A huge time commitment. But
yeah.
It was well worth it. And Jessica Hutchins got her ENP, which is through NINA. I don't really remember what ENP stands for, but I do want to take that next.
He doesn't even know what it is.
I know.
But
I heard it's more like tech involved.
Oh.
And it's like a certification. So you study and I think you take an exam. And then you get your EMP certification.
If you wear a tin hat, it means electromagnetic pulse.
EN. And Nora.
Oh, and Nora. Never mind.
Good Lord. N is in Norm.
Ears.
N is in Norm.
Nose and posterior.
And
ENP.
Sure.
That's weird.
Nope. I'm on their page now, and I don't see what it means.
It's a different kind of medical certification.
Oh, God. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah, we'll round back to
that. Yeah, that's
there
awesome. What else do we have? From our Instagram, SJ Ponte, I think.
Bless you.
Exactly. Her agency survived not only one catastrophic dam failure, but two major dam failures.
Okay.
She says, we worked together with all of our community agencies and resources and safely evacuated 10,000 people with zero casualties.
Wow.
That is amazing.
Wow.
Many, many homes and businesses were lost, but no loss of life. So
that's
that
pretty
is
impressive.
That is
wonderful. And that's, again, like silver lining in a terrible situation where this actual catastrophe comes and destroys your whole town, but nobody...
Right.
Nobody
right.
died. That's Destroyed great.
Destroyed your whole damn town.
Wonderful. Oh, God, Norm. That's awful.
It's just being lighthearted.
I'm just kidding.
Because when you were saying damn, I was like, hang on. Does she
I'm
mean
not
like
cursing.
Water dam?
No,
right.
Damn. Like
no, you're
D-A-M.
Not. I'm not cursing.
Anyway.
Okay.
No, but that's
I,
awesome.
I'll
that you guys.
For the rest of it. That is pretty impressive.
Managed to do that, yeah.
I don't think a lot of people realize, again, we've talk about this all the time, what role as telecommunicators we play, especially in that stuff.
Right.
And how even the police or fire that are out on the road at the time, if there's a question, the first place they come to is us.
Right.
Right.
They always, what's the phone number to this? Or who do we contact for? You know, they always ask these questions.
Right.
So obviously their knowledge and their ability in that scenario played a huge part in making that happen. It's pretty impressive, especially that many people.
Yes.
Yeah. ENP, emergency number professional.
Okay, there you go.
Boom.
Awesome. I'm
glad I'll be able to sleep tonight.
All right, what else do we have from that post? Because that one had like 75 comments on it.
Demir, his company, did our patches. He lost 100 pounds and took on a new job in the private sector.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Congratulations.
That's a lot of hard work there.
Yeah.
I kind of took a break from keto because it's the holiday season, so I have to be fat, obviously.
Right, right.
But I was doing keto, and I was just like, I plateaued. So I know how hard it is to lose 100 fucking pounds.
It's a whole person. That's a whole other person. It can be,
for sure. That's going along those lines on the other post. Cynthia had said she had bariatric surgery at the end of 2019. And she's lost so far 155 pounds.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Her starting weight was 350 and she's 45 pounds to reach her goal.
Wow.
And she also made a comment to her own post as well as pictures. So if you want to go on there and
look for
it. I was going
to say, she had pictures.
Yeah,
didn't she?
Very,
she looks
very
great.
Impressive.
Yes.
But she also started a Facebook group, The Fat Lady Speaks, One Woman's Bariatric Journey. So if you have questions or you're curious, go look her up because obviously she's experienced it. So
I
she
love
can tell
when
you how
people
it is.
Do that. Yeah. They like draw from their experiences to help other
oh yeah
other
for
people.
Sure.
That's wonderful.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
You know, so and losing weight is no simple task.
Oh my God, it's so impossible.
Yeah, it's not impossible.
Maybe I should talk to
we
Cynthia.
We just gave you like three examples.
Yeah,
that it's
seriously.
Not impossible.
No, I know. It's tough,
but,
though.
Well, especially that, you know, the beginning of the year. I mean, we're starting on a new year right now.
Right.
And so many people make that their New Year's resolution, right? To lose weight. And
right.
It's really, like I did it a number of years ago. I lost a good amount of weight. And it's just, there's no easy solution. Everybody looks for an easy solution. There isn't one.
No.
It's diet, meaning eating right, mm-hmm. and exercise. That's
yep.
it. And you got to be dedicated
to
doing it.
Labor-intensive exercise.
No.
Although you'll get quicker results if it is.
Right.
And you'll feel better.
You
I think
will.
That's a big part of, you know, goes along with yoga. If you exercise, obviously, there's tons of studies out there that say exercise helps anxiety,
mm-hmm.
depression, all of that stuff. So if you have a little bit of it, get up and, I don't know, jog around. Yeah,
yeah.
Just moving a little bit. Go
Find
play.
Find something that you enjoy doing.
I think a big thing is playing. You know, you don't want to exercise, but it becomes easy if you play while doing
go
it.
Go play with your dog or something.
Yeah, go play with your dog. Grab a basketball and just run around the court and shoot it, even if you're terrible like I am. You know, it's still fun to do.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it doesn't feel like exercise.
Right.
You know, or, you know what? We should play some random dodgeball with people that don't know we're
so
playing
dodgeball.
We did
dodgeball. That for TC Week a couple
yes.
of years ago, and we couldn't do it this year because of COVID.
Yeah.
But yeah, we typically do dodgeball and bowling. And the dodgeball we had a lot of fun with because
yeah.
my manager showed up, and we had a blast throwing things at her. Because I'm just kidding. We love our manager. We had a really good time, though.
I was just talking about going out in the street and just throwing balls at people, and they don't know they're playing dodgeball. But that's,
yeah.
you know, an organized
game
is game great
where
too.
They're not aware that they're involved.
Yes, surprise dodgeball.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Catch the ball and run down the street.
We also, so I have like some just random good things that happened this year that have nothing to do with 911, but we were mentioned this. One of the things that I saw a lot of people reporting was that a lot of animal shelters emptied out. This year.
Awesome.
Because adoption rates were so high during quarantine because people wanted someone to hang out with while they were stuck in their houses.
Yeah.
So that's wonderful. So if you're someone that adopted an animal and you have a new fur baby.
Yeah.
That's great.
It is great.
Yeah.
And it's good because you have the time to commit to that because it is a commitment.
It is, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, especially, you know, and it depends on the animal. Like dogs, they require more maintenance, right?
Right.
Because you got to walk them, or if you have a backyard, that kind of thing, you still have to keep an eye on them. Whereas cats, they just kind of do their own thing, and they come around when they want to come around. But they're still, it's helpful because I've, you know, I know some people that have experienced different anxiety and that type of thing. And then,
yes,
you know, as soon as they start to pet an animal, they're, it's just, it's like calming. It's the craziest thing. And I, obviously this is why there's a lot of service animals and
right.
But it makes a difference. Like it's immediate calming process. I don't understand
it's
it.
It's awesome though.
But it's pretty crazy.
So yes, that was a wonderful thing that happened this year. A lot of new little fur babies found their forever homes.
Well, let's hope it stays that way, right? Yeah. You never know. 2021, everybody has to go back to work. Like, I don't know.
No.
So the good thing is I think what happens to people when they're putting them, like they get it and they take it out, they don't realize how much work it is. So this year has allowed them to build the process, which is good too.
They've because built up a routine already.
Yep. And now they just have to make it work.
All right. So what else do we have?
Jenna posted a... What is
that? Can we tell?
It's an ultrasound picture.
Yeah, but I'm trying to...
Oh, if it's a boy or girl?
What does it say?
No, I don't think you're going to be able to tell.
It's a kidney.
Right. Just kidding. Jenna's getting a kidney. No, we're That's kidding. Right.
Congratulations, Jenna.
Right. Jenna posted a picture of her ultrasound.
Yes.
I'm assuming it's her ultrasound.
It is. Yes.
It is. Yeah. So congratulations on your...
Well, it's her post,
little
right?
Little BB. There were lots of babies. My partner...
Yeah, there are a lot. Kirsten McPhee. I'm saying last names.
My partner Kate had a baby in August.
Oh, that's right.
Yep. We have a new little dispatch baby.
Nice.
Yep. Baby Quinn. I call her Barbecue because I'm an asshole. I think it's funny. I'm trying to teach her older sister to call her Barbecue because I just think it's hysterical.
I don't understand.
Her name's Baby Quinn. Well, her name's Quinn, but Baby Quinn, so BBQ. So I'm trying to teach her 2-year-old sister to start calling her Barbecue.
Interesting.
Because I just want this child to grow up and hate me for nicknaming her Barbecue. Like, why would anyone do that?
Especially a little girl. That's an interesting nickname.
I know.
Nickname.
She's really...
Barbecue.
She's really cute, though.
Hmm.
She's absolutely adorable.
And I have a new little brother named Sauce.
A new little brother named Sauce. Yeah, there was a couple pictures of people's adorable ass babies, so...
Yes.
Ugh. So cute.
Kirsten posted some of hers. Said she was pregnant throughout the pandemic and felt that she missed on so many fun pregnancy things.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
That's terrible.
I would like to know what she feels like she missed out on, other than maybe a shower, right? Because you might have had to do that.
I'm thinking like an actual shower. That really confused me for a second. A baby shower.
Yeah, she hasn't showered the entire COVID.
Like, wait, why would the pandemic stop you from bathing yourself?
That's where my mind was too.
Right, so I'm so stupid. I'm sorry,
it's a baby shower. Man,
I'm an idiot.
Come on. You should. Are you barbecued? good Lord. So like a shower, I could see you missed out on it, but you know what? I think sometimes people overestimate certain things in the process because everybody else makes a big deal out of
that. Yeah.
The reality is she didn't have to deal with all that other stuff, and she had a whole lot of time, assuming she had a whole lot of time, to herself, to learn about herself, experience some of that stuff that not everybody always gets to experience. So... You know, and maybe I'm just full of shit. I don't know, because, you know, I just look like I'm pregnant. So, pregnant. What? It's a food baby. It's a lot of food baby, actually. But, yeah, I don't think that's... This is just my positive spin or my perspective on it. I don't think that's a bad thing. You know, just because you didn't have a shower, maybe... like everybody else traditionally has, This goes back to, just because it's always been done that way doesn't mean that's how it has to be done.
Yeah, right? And I mean, showers, I guess it depends too on your family and friends. Like, they're stressful. It's a stressful day, even if you're not planning it or throwing it together, like, you know, a friend is in charge of doing all of that or whatever. But it's still stressful, and it's kind of taxing to be, especially if you're pregnant, to plaster a smile on your face and be super excited to see everyone and super grateful for all of your gifts, which you are. But it's hard to act that way for 6 hours or whatever.
I'm sure it's exhausting.
No.
And depending on how far along you are in the process.
Right.
You know,
a lot of people have showers really late on in their pregnancy.
Right.
Who knows how you're feeling at that point. So.
Yeah.
What else do we have?
But please make sure you keep showering in 2021.
Yes. Bathe yourself. Yes. That kind of shower.
That's always.
On Instagram. Super Mom to Four said that their chief informed their communication center that they have had 0 complaints in the last 4.5 years.
Wow.
That is an achievement for a 911 center. Let me tell you, we were just talking about this.
That is.
With Adam, how, like, there's always a problem child at every center. So, that's awesome.
I'm assuming they mean public complaints.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm maybe 0 complaints. 0 complaints completely.
That would be very impressive.
Yeah.
But 0 complaints, even from the public, you know, it happens. Like, it's just people have a different perception of how their phone call went because, you know, their feelings are their feelings and you're not going to tell them how they feel. So, yeah, it'd be a good topic about public complaints and misconceptions.
Well, but, this communication center received 0 in 4.5 years.
That's
so
awesome.
High five to you guys.
I'd be curious. It would be very interesting to find out if they're doing something different than what a lot of other places are doing. Maybe hit us up if she can. What was her username?
Super Mom to Four.
Mom to Four. If you are listening to our podcast, and you better be listening.
We'll send you a message.
Yeah, I would be curious as to how they run things, because maybe there's something we could feature and talk about
that, cool
that helps
doing.
Make a difference.
Yeah.
So maybe look at me thinking.
All just sweet, sunshiny people. That's probably what it is.
Okay, that's not going to happen.
Well, I'm just saying. Anyway. So what else did we have from our Facebook group?
Stacy is completing her master's degree in criminal justice forensic psychology.
Wow.
That sounds fascinating.
That sounds really smart, first of all.
It does.
Yeah.
You're probably really smart.
Maybe just a little bit.
I don't think I could do that, but that's really cool.
That is cool.
A master's degree alone is a commitment.
And what was it? Forensic psychology?
Forensic psychology.
That is
what
so
is
cool.
That?
So are
what
you going to be like a criminal master? Like how people get into the minds of a criminal to solve crimes?
Right, like mind hunters?
See, I'm an idiot. What did I just say? Anyway.
Yes,
that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's going to go to work for the FBI.
That's really cool.
I know some people. Hit me up. I'll put you in contact with them.
That is
actually
wonderful.
a few FBI people.
Oh,
no.
What else do we have here? Let's see. Brandy bought her first home by herself as a single mom.
Wow,
that's awesome.
That is awesome. Good for you.
Yes.
The home buying process is stressful.
Yes, Norm would know.
Everybody thinks it's.
It's a pain in the ass.
It's fantastic and it's wonderful and
it
it's
is.
Not. It is. It really is. It's fun to go look at houses. So I'm a realtor part time. So, or I like to say my second career, right?
Indeed.
And I enjoy taking buyers out to look at houses. So that's a lot of fun. The stressful part is selling a house. That's more because people are emotional about their properties and that type of thing.
Right.
Brendan makes a face. It is an achievement, you know, because you have to save, your credit has to be right, all of those. So she had to be doing something right for a while in order to purchase a house, especially as a single mom.
Yeah.
So that's a hell of an achievement.
That's awesome.
Like a lot of these are, but that's very cool to hear.
Yeah.
So congratulations on your new home.
Really,
yes,
really
congratulations.
Awesome. All right. And then what else? There's a ton. I don't know. There's so much on here. I did see So Jim mentioned that he led the charge to get West Virginia to recognize 911 dispatchers as first responders.
Jim.
And that's awesome.
Hell yeah, it is.
I wanted to mention as well, and I'm sorry if I left your state off of this list, because I genuinely could not find a comprehensive list of what states did this year, but California, Iowa, and Indiana also reclassified 911 dispatchers as first responders. So nice. That was a cool thing that happened in 2020.
We should.
I feel like I missed Indiana. I don't remember hearing about that.
I don't know.
Or maybe I did and just.
But I think that's. I like when we have our conversations on the podcast, because it's, to me, it's like just having a conversation outside of here and thinking of ideas, right?
It's so, like having a conversation with real people.
It is. Almost. Almost. Really close.
Yeah.
Not quite. But the I'm a real boy.
Oh my God.
I'm thinking, like, it would be interesting to hear from them the process that they took, especially if they were very involved in it, and what it took in their area to make it happen. Like, yes. Some of their hurdles, some of their, you know, the hoops that they had to jump through.
Mm-hmm.
Was it easier? Because I know there's the I believe it was the representative in California. She was a former telecommunicator. So she already knew the importance, right? I think the difficulty is getting a representative or a senator to realize the role that we actually play versus, you know, typical. So I think that'd be a very good idea, podcast idea, or even a blog. So if they wanted to submit some stuff to us, if they're listening, and you better be, I'd like to hear more about that.
Yes.
Actually, I think it would be good, because we don't have it here in Illinois, and, well, obviously we know most of the country doesn't have it. So
right.
It's important, especially benefits and stuff like that.
But right.
I digress.
Darlene from Facebook, she mentions that she started her master's in leadership with an emphasis on emergency management and homeland security, and she also got promoted.
Nice.
So we got another smarty in the group. Awesome. Good luck with that.
It's interesting. One of our, so the building that we share is with the emergency management agency of our county.
Right.
So, in fact, our director used to work over there, and then he became our director. And there is a dispatcher from another agency. Then she was there for a long time. She actually, that was what her degree was in.
Mm-hmm.
So she actually started working for EMA in that type of a role. I don't know what her position is, but that's a promotion for her, and she's utilizing her degree and her skills and what she's learned. So that's pretty cool.
No, that's so awesome.
There's room for it out there.
Shauna, you guys should go to this post on our group page, because there are some really awesome pictures on here, because Shauna posted she got promoted to supervisor, and then she made this perfect little human, and there's a really cute picture of her baby. I love all the pictures you guys posted. It's really cool.
Is she supervisor? Does she mean she's supervisor as mom now, because she became a supervisor by default?
No, I think she accomplished both of those things separately.
That's impressive.
No, that's awesome. There's a really cute picture of her kid too. And then Jackie, right below that, Jackie became a great grandma. Congratulations. Wow, that's very impressive. Cool.
And Jackie is only 19.
Right?
So,
oh my God.
Congratulations to you,
You look
Jackie.
Great for a great grandma. That's impressive. Awesome.
29 and holding, baby.
Yeah, right? What else do we have on here? There's so much. Sorry, there's like so many comments on here in our Instagram page.
I have Kedra. Can you see her name? Kedra received a life-saving award in January after spending more than 15 minutes on the phone with a father whose two-month-old infant wasn't breathing.
Oh, my gosh.
She got him calmed down and taught him through CPR and maintained her airway until EMS could get there. And they live in a rural area, so it sounds like it took, 15 minutes.
Oh,
so
wow.
She said, proud to have helped save one for once.
Nice.
That is amazing. That's
I'm sure
such a
you've
good
saved more
feeling.
Lives than that,
yes.
Whether you know it or not.
More than you realize.
For sure.
I promise.
We don't get to see those. Like, those are the stories you always hear about.
Yeah,
people
don't
realize
the
percentage of them. Well, one, yes, we don't get the outcome, and the percentage of them actually happening
right.
is a lot lower than you think. Right. There's yes. a lot more other, quote unquote, other calls. So because it's
people
awesome
hear about
here.
Us, they get the condensed version of it.
Right.
That's correct.
They watch the shows, and everything is an emergency. And that's
right,
just not,
exactly.
Right.
No,
I mean, there are
awesome.
Emergencies every day, don't get me wrong, and we do, you know, field them.
Right.
But it's not
they're just
like
different.
That 24 hours a day.
No, not at all.
You know?
It's a wonderful feeling, though, and especially on such a young
yes.
baby. That's awesome. Oh, that's really good. See, so many good things happened this year. I love it. What else do we have?
I have a Cassie. She says, in March, I quit my PD dispatching job that she was at for over 10 years to dispatch for a children's hospital. It was the best decision she ever made. There's a few in here where people have left their jobs
retired.
Or left the industry
yeah.
altogether, whether it was retiring or just because they just couldn't. This
couldn't
career
do it
wasn't
anymore.
For them.
Yeah.
I'll have to look for that one specifically.
But, like, also, kudos to you for recognizing that.
Right, absolutely, because this job isn't for
and
everyone.
And doing
nope.
what's best for you.
Right.
That's awesome.
And not staying in it just to stay in it. And
well,
you know.
the problem is, I know for certain areas, it depends on where you're at. So, dispatching, if you're with the right agency in the right metropolitan area, we'll say,
mm-hmm.
it pays pretty well. Right?
Yeah.
It pays pretty well. But again, you have to be in the right area. If you're out in the middle of South Dakota somewhere and it's a sheriff's office, they're probably not going to pay you as much as you would if you're working for a bigger city like Chicago or
right.
LA or something like that. Now, cost of living, I understand, changes. So that might be very good pay for them. But when I look at it, I go, no, I don't think so. But what happens is people get into these jobs and they start making good money and there's overtime and they feel stuck because they're giving that up and they're only looking at the financial hardship that they're going to have
right,
when they're by leaving it, but not how much better they're going to feel and the opportunities
the
that they may
it's
have
taking on their mental health.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, they don't you don't get it, and that goes back to what I was saying at the beginning of this conversation was doing other things, you know,
yes,
finding an outlet somewhere, and you never know, it can turn into a lot of other stuff for you. So
absolutely.
Well, like I sew. That's like one of my hobbies. I know I'm 90 years old. You tease me all you want about it, because I also knit and crochet.
Well, you made some kick-ass
so I was gonna say
kick-ass masks.
One of one of the things that I was able to do this year, which was still kind of work related, was I made masks for everyone. And it was a cool feeling because I ended up, I think I made like over 200 masks total, not just for HTH, but for my friends and family as well.
Nice.
And it's a hobby that I've had for a long, not making masks, but sewing has been a hobby
yeah.
that I've had for a long time. And it seriously came in handy this year.
Nice.
And it's rewarding because
that.
You're able
yeah.
to do fun stuff and mm-hmm. nice. And it's cool to when you do something like that and you see somebody wearing it.
Yes.
Or, you know, it kind of makes you feel good. You
yeah,
know, it
I've
really
gotten
does.
Friends, like, friends have ordered the masks from us and sent me photos of them wearing it. And it, like, gives me, you know, the warm fuzzies inside because I'm like, oh, that's really cool. I made that. And
people like it. It's our most popular item.
Right. It's yeah. nice to feel like I'm contributing somehow to people's safety. I don't know.
Weird. As
you
a
right,
as a
yeah.
public safety telecommunicator, the masks are what make you feel that way. Lovely.
Oh, I'm helping boy. The community by sewing masks. Not by my everyday
no, it's,
job
it's
in
very cool.
public safety.
But it turns into something else or has that potential to
yeah.
turn into something else.
Yeah.
Very cool.
No, it's been awesome. A lot of people commented, I survived. And, like, honestly, huge round of applause.
Legit.
Because if you survive this year, good luck. Like, wonderful job. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
It's been a rough one.
It has been. And I think right before, were we talking about it on here? Or before we talked about so many things before we actually started recording.
Most of it was not okay.
Well,
anyway.
Your opinion.
Yes.
But we talked about everybody's threshold for dealing with this kind of thing. So a lot of people were struggling early in the year, and it hit them immediately, the effects. And other people that have a higher tolerance, I don't want to say stronger, because that makes the other people sound
like
not
they're
strong.
Weak.
And
yeah,
they're not. They just have a different tolerance for
right.
it. And people like dispatchers will say, we're a unique group of individuals. So we take a lot of stress, so we can deal with a lot more stress. So now that we're almost a year into this, I think it's starting to affect even the people that are used to dealing with a lot
of
stress.
Had a higher level of tolerance
right.
for it, yeah.
So to say that you survived the year is whether you were losing your shit at the beginning of this stuff
right.
or now, it's okay. It really is, because guess what? It's going to get better. It's already on that path, and we just have to be patient and tolerant, you know, and a big part of that is patient and tolerant of other people. It's
right.
not always easy, man. I have the hardest time because I have my opinions. I'm very stuck in my ways and thoughts, but I'm willing to listen. So it's not always easy. So we just have to remind ourselves of that and then reach out to people that seem to be doing well. Hey, maybe they're not, and they need you to talk to them too. And you guys get through it together. So,
well, and a couple of things that I wanted to mention too, because obviously the two themes of this year, right, have been like political unrest
yeah.
and COVID.
Yeah.
But even within those, I found that, so this year was record-breaking turnout for voters. That's awesome. That's really great. Like, I'm so glad that we really got people to understand the importance of voting.
Right.
So that's a silver lining. I'm glad that people came out and voted. That's awesome. And then the other thing with COVID, 52 million people worldwide recovered from COVID. That's awesome.
It is. I don't think that's talked about enough.
It's not. That was one of the things, because in our state, and I'm sure in a lot of states, they did a daily briefing every day on the news live about
yeah.
the number of deaths, the number of new cases. And it's, after a while, it's draining to listen to.
It is.
Because it's every day. It's like 2,000 more people have died of COVID. Great.
That's why I don't
wonderful.
Listen to it. I get it. Eventually, I see it anyway,
right,
so I refuse
like you
to look
wanna
at
know,
it.
Like, I want to know what's going on with it, but I don't want to know. So I think it's really important to highlight the fact that 52 million people have recovered and survived. And, you know, one thing that I can say that I'm grateful for, my dad is one of those people.
Right.
And my dad was one of the people that was really serious.
Yeah.
He was intubated on a vent in the ICU. And he's doing awesome now.
That's
good.
Awesome.
So
it's very cool. It's,
yeah.
It's not easy, man. This stuff is.
It's not.
It's all of it. So not just the pandemic, but the civil unrest and the divide that seems to have occurred somewhat. It's tough.
It's really
so tough. And you know, it's a whole other podcast or discussion to be had about being able to listen. You can have your opinions, but being able to listen openly and honestly or in earnest to really hear what somebody's saying versus waiting to respond to them so that you can try and convert them over to your point. You both can have your points, but you also can listen and maybe learn a little something.
Right.
So, but yeah, it's been tough. So that is a huge achievement to make it through this year in whatever way, shape, and form you are able to do it.
Right.
Hell yeah.
When it's funny. So at the beginning of all of this, because, you know, my second career, I know a lot of people, and it's probably true in a lot of industries, they don't utilize their downtime well.
Yeah.
Right. So you know your business is going to be slow. Restaurants, that's one of the things. I know restaurants were hurting. They were closed. And I know in a lot of areas, restaurants will close a certain time of the year to do a deep cleaning. You know, they have inspections coming up, so they go through and do a deep cleaning. Okay. What I was saying, at least early on, was take the time now to do that because you're not
right.
going to have a whole lot of business. Shut it down now. You know, do something that... you normally wouldn't do at this time of the year, but you know you're going to have to do
eventually.
So then you don't
right.
have to close down again to make
yep.
that happen.
Yeah.
It's forcing people to be creative. And unfortunately, some people got stuck in it. Like, yeah. I don't know what to do. And some people really flourished in becoming creative to keep their business Absolutely. Going and playing by the rules. Yeah. Which
and
is
it's
really
been,
cool.
I mean, it's been so fascinating to watch some of these businesses come up with these crazy ideas to keep themselves going. And it's cool. I mean, it really is.
People are creative.
Wildly creative.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely.
Like I saw like bars and restaurants that were using inflatable tubes to like keep their customers
nice.
6 feet apart, which
That's
is like hysterical.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. And
embrace it.
Drive-in movies became a thing again, which like, oh my God, please bring those back.
Yeah,
I love
right.
drive-in movie theaters.
Right,
yeah. They're so cool. And yeah, like a lot of businesses that wouldn't have normally done takeout or delivery suddenly realized that that was going to be what they're going to have
to
do.
Their doors open. Oh. Yeah.
So a ton of restaurants that we all love that wouldn't have normally done that is they're now doing that.
Right.
And it's great because it's like, oh wow, I can enjoy this food that I really like. I can bring it home or
yeah.
have it delivered to work or whatever.
Right.
So that's really awesome.
Yeah. It's funny and not to get too far off track, but I was just talking about this the other day and it was, like places like, you know, Bed Bath and Beyond or whatever, you know, you can't go in the store, or they have a lot of curbside.
Right.
I could easily see these stores because usually they're in a strip mall, right? Connected to another building or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I could easily see a number of these businesses building a standalone with a freaking drive-through window.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Like instead of now, okay, instead of having curbside pickup, they just have a drive-through and you go, so it's Best Buy. I go through and I get my you know, my iPod. Do they even make iPods anymore?
I don't think so.
iPad. Let's go with iPad.
Yeah,
there we
iPad.
Go.
It's a different vowel. So, an iPad through the window. You know, easier stuff that they could easily make happen. So, it's just forcing people to be creative.
And I mean, like, on the one hand, it's so convenient. And on the other hand, it's, like, such a great excuse to be lazy. Like, I don't have to go walk around
is.
The store anymore.
Anywhere to do anything.
Order it online
bring
and
it
then drive
nice.
To the
That's
store
right.
and you bring it to me.
That's right.
But we're talking about positive things, so we won't get into
you don't have
how
to walk.
Lazy we all are.
It's positive.
What else did we get? Along the COVID thing.
Yeah.
We also learned that Santa is immune to COVID, which is wonderful, because that means he can still do his route on Christmas.
Good.
Yes.
He better be coming here.
That's, well.
So excited for
he
him.
He is, but it's going to be curbside drop-off.
Right?
He's just
yeah.
dropping your
right.
shit at the curb. You
oh
need to come
gosh.
Out and get it and put it under the tree. Ho, ho, ho,
okay
gotta
that.
Go, gotta go.
So that's awesome that Santa is immune. Really great that the pandemic didn't affect
yes.
them up there.
Well, I think it's because elves, their immune system, so he can't really get it because he's
right.
not going to get
sure
it from them.
Yeah, they didn't get it
right.
up there.
And they're pretty isolated up there, too, so.
That's right.
Right,
yeah.
so.
It's the freaking reindeer you got to worry about.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are the reindeers promiscuous in some way? Or strange.
Do I look like a reindeer?
Anyway, so that's really cool. What else did we get on our Facebook post?
Nikki, going back to what we were talking about
yes.
earlier, she hung up the headset in February when she realized her mental health was in a steep decline. So good for you for that. She says that she landed a job in HR, which she has a master's degree in. So many smart people.
Seriously, like all of you guys have master's degree. I feel so dumb.
I have 3 years towards a bachelor's, so I'm pretty okay with that.
Oh yeah.
I have like
I've
a
thought
quarter
about
of
it.
An associate's degree, yeah. so don't even start. Yeah.
I've thought about it. I guess that counts for something.
Yeah. She said she realized ultimately that the profession wasn't for her, and her mental health meant more than any job. So good for you.
Good for you for realizing that.
Oh, yeah.
And seriously, like, our HR people work so damn hard. Anyone who works in HR, my hat's off to you because I think you're awesome.
I can't imagine the petty stuff.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's brought to them and that they have to deal with. I mean, we deal with it too.
Right.
Know,
well,
job,
it's not just.
It's different, you know?
It's
right.
not even. A lot of times it's not even petty. It's just relentless.
Right.
You know, so when you work for a larger agency, you know, if you work for a smaller town or village, there's less people to deal with, so that doesn't change the difficulty.
Stupid, yeah.
You know, it's one person dealing with this, you know, so the ratio is probably still the same.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just it's there's no lull in human resource activity,
right?
You know, so
right.
you know,
I email my HR people all the time about, like, because it's stuff that I don't get how it works because I'm stupid, and I'm
yeah.
like, hey, I got this weird letter from my dental insurance. What does it mean? And she explains it to me. So, yeah, no, I love our HR people. They're wonderful. Yeah.
So that goes back to our industry. I know we have people by us that have degrees and have gone to school for a number of different things, and they're not utilizing it, you know. Yeah. And I think part of that, again, is, you know, you get several years into a good agency dispatching, starting over just to utilize your degree is not conducive or doesn't right. make sense to you, you know, because it's a big step back. But the one thing I will say is that if you do work for a public service agency and you have student loan debt, you should be applying for some sort of forgiveness yes. to get rid of it.
I just got mine approved. I know
you did. That's why
that's
I was going to...
That's wonderful.
That's why I brought yeah. it up.
That's so awesome. I love
you know,
it.
It's funny because I posted something about that on Facebook a couple months ago, and so many people were like, oh, they said I made too much money or this and this and this. Like, how much... We get paid very well. So I'm curious as to how mm-hmm. well these people are getting paid that they said they made too much money. But
like
it took...
Pulling in like $200K or something? Yeah, like what is
some
going
of them
on?
In Chicago were.
Jeez.
Yeah. I read that in the Sun-Times.
Well, Chicago yeah. dispatchers are freaking...
Well, but they were doing
awesome,
a
though.
Lot of overtime and
yeah.
stuff too.
Yeah.
So yeah. That's a big part of it. They were... I think a part of that article was because instead of hiring and training, they were just paying out the overtime... And so, yeah, they were making a lot, but they were working for it.
Yeah,
so
no, and they're
say that
an incredible team, let me tell you.
That's I can't imagine.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that.
But, yeah, student loan debt forgiveness is a big part of that. Yes. If you're working for a public service agency, they will. It doesn't hurt anything to apply. All they
it
can
doesn't.
Do is tell you no.
Yeah. It takes a long time to do it. It's a big pain in the ass, but.
Hey, if it saves you money,
yeah,
it saves you money.
Exactly.
So I don't have my student loans anymore.
There are
which is amazing.
There are also some companies out there, legit companies that aren't taking advantage of you. That if you have a lot of student loan debt, you can refinance it through them and get actual payoff term instead of it being the next 30 years.
So is
of
it
this
just
much.
Like first responders? Do nurses count too?
I think that they might. It's well, you know. I don't think so. It depends on maybe where they're doing it because
okay.
it's public service related.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
So there are some caveats to it, and I'm not sure of what all of them they are.
Interesting. I'll have to look into that.
Do it.
It might be.
My husband has student loan debt coming out of his butt he's got a bachelor's in nursing.
Yeah.
So
usually it's a government agency a lot of
right.
those times.
Yeah.
But there might be certain caveats to that. You know, I could certainly see if you're a public health nurse working for the health department of a county agency, they probably would certainly do it. But I don't know if you're working for like a privatized hospital or whatever. But
right.
again, it does not hurt to look into it.
Yeah,
again,
no, we
all
should.
They can say is no.
Right.
All right.
Do it.
It's not like it goes on your permanent record.
Along those lines, Amy on our Facebook group, she became an EMT. Which
nice.
Like... Girl, the balls to jump out from your desk and get behind the wheel of an ambulance
yeah.
during a global pandemic, you're awesome.
Yeah.
You are fantastic,
very cool.
And thank you for everything that you do. That's really cool.
I never wanted to necessarily be an EMT, but I always wanted to go get my EMD
mm-hmm.
certification.
I want to do that too, actually.
Just to have
just
it.
Just to have it.
You
yeah.
know, we don't use it at our agency.
I'm EMD
but,
certified.
But I think it would be a good thing to have and to know.
Can we do that? Like, just like on our own?
Yeah.
It's expensive, but yeah.
You can
is
do
it?
Whatever you want.
Yeah.
Interesting.
As long as you're, there's no way they could tell you no, because you're doing it
no,
on your
own. No,
they're
not going to be upset
as long
with
as it's not taking place of your work schedule or any of that
sure.
stuff.
Sure.
Yeah.
But the reality is, I think if we could get them to pay for it, because you never know with consolidation and that type of thing, that those skills are
right.
going to be needed.
Yes.
Right.
And you're going to have to get it sooner or later. So
right.
if you have it sooner, you're just putting yourself in a better position. And
no,
that goes
absolutely.
For anybody out there. If you have the opportunity to take those classes,
yep.
any classes.
Any class.
Make
yeah.
yourself more marketable.
And
that's why I got my RPL. That's why other people are getting it. And that's why we have so many smart people in here.
Seriously,
they
yeah.
the value
and I
of
mean,
it
like,
right
if
now.
You don't already follow, like, APCO and Nina, you should. There's been a few classes now that have come up that I've actually asked my manager, like, hey, I found this class on AVGO. Can I take it? And yeah. she's like, hell yeah. You're interested in learning? Sure.
Yeah. Right. I'm all for it. You know, it's funny because I didn't even realize that they were doing classes right now.
They are,
you know?
Yeah,
and
virtually.
They're all virtual. And mm-hmm. I didn't realize that until one of our or some of our coworkers are coming back. Oh, I did this training. I'm like, what?
Right, at home.
And I don't know that our, that they yeah. were approving it through the budget yep. or whatever. And I'm yep. like, wow. So I signed up for a few.
Yep.
yep.
But yeah, do it.
Well, the Adam said that in the podcast, right?
Right.
He spent time at his job getting his
business degree.
His business degree.
Yeah.
So,
right.
And if you have that downtime and your agency allows it, utilize it.
Yes.
You know,
absolutely.
Instead of watching, you know, cats playing the piano on YouTube while you're at work or the food channel.
Oh, God, Norm.
You could even do, I mean, if you take 50% of that time, can you imagine the shit you could accomplish?
Yeah.
You
well,
know?
That's so.
Especially if you're working like the overnight shift.
Right.
I was going
to
say.
When I went to mids, I went back to school and I was juggling two classes.
Right.
And humanizing the headset and my RPL.
Right.
And I was doing okay with it, yeah. you know?
I was going to say, we have a dispatcher who's learning Korean during her downtime at work, and then someone else
Annalisa,
posted on the
yeah,
Facebook. Yeah,
that.
Annalisa took Chinese. Which is, that's, my God, you're
how do you,
super
how
smart.
Do you do that?
When I was at U of I, someone was majoring in Chinese. Like, I didn't know that that was a major, first
right.
of all.
Yeah.
But that it was like a 5-hour class, like the intro to it. Like,
God.
I've never seen a 5-hour class,
yeah.
like credit hour, you know, and that was 5 hours. So,
my
that's
former,
challenging.
My former brother-in-law spoke Mandarin. And the company he used to work for would send him over to China to do work for them because he could speak Mandarin. So what happens when you learn those, you become, you open yourself up for other opportunities
yes.
to travel and to be part of something because, you know, those things are fewer and farther between. So
right.
when you have that skill, people seek it out. So it's pretty awesome to have a skill like that.
Yeah.
I have no desire to learn Chinese, but there are languages that I think would be cool to learn, and
I've always
absolutely.
Wanted to learn,
you know,
sign language, and I felt for the longest time that would be so useless in our line of work, except it's not, because now we're moving towards doing like video,
yeah,
911 calls,
yeah, it would be useful.
Maybe
yeah.
I should do that this year, 2021. I'll learn sign language.
I have a friend that does that.
Really?
Yeah, he used to be a dispatcher.
All right, well, there it is. It's my
Boom.
Resolution, everyone. I'm going to learn
Boom.
Sign language.
You heard it here.
Yeah.
So everybody message her and ask her if how she's doing with her sign language training.
I'm gonna be like, what are you talking about?
You.
Yeah. All right, what else did we have? I was looking at our what's it called?
Instagram.
Yeah.
Our IG.
Our Instagram.
We have an Instagram, by
here.
The way, everybody.
Yeah, if you don't follow us on Instagram, it's
Facebook.
Instagram, at Humanize911.
And Twitter. We're all up in it. I'm cool like that. See? I'm going to work on my slang for 2021.
On Instagram, Mademoiselle Manic helped find a kidnapped baby in less than 6 hours.
Oh, wow.
What? Wonderful.
What?
Look at you.
That's awesome.
Halle Berry over here.
Right.
Saving lives.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. No, that's seriously wonderful. And
crazy.
Does she
yeah.
say how?
No, that's literally the sentence. Like, she's so badass that she's like, I found a kidnapped baby, and that's the end
she
of her
the
comment.
Mic
yeah.
she
mic drop. She walked away.
What
that was
got?
The end.
That's right. Oh, you
yes.
delivered a baby? Well, I found one.
Right.
Whatever.
Really freaking cool, right? I found a kidnapped one. That's really cool. A ton of people started, like, wellness programs and businesses. Like, there was a ton about, who was this, 911 Wellness Project. They started.
Right.
Awesome.
That.
Right.
We had 911 Wonder Woman. Is that the name of it?
Yes.
Yes.
Sarah
yes.
Weston. Yeah, she's
Wonder
freaking
Woman.
Awesome.
She is. I'm not a girl, so I can't go to her Facebook group, but I hear wonderful things.
Oh, you can go through mine. I'll give you my login
right.
so you can look at it.
She has a new blog out today, too.
Yeah.
Go to her website.
She's really
out.
Cool. I
she
like her
awesome.
A lot. And then so did, didn't Tracy Eldridge start her?
Yes, On Scene.
Her
Tracy
podcast
scene
and all
first.
Of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's really so. Congratulations to everyone.
Yes,
who,
and you'll see her on our page quite a bit.
Yes.
So
I love Tracy.
Follow her as well.
We really
follow
love
you.
That.
It doesn't take time. out of your life to follow some of these other pages. You never know that one day you open up Facebook or Instagram and there's going to be that one post that you didn't know you needed.
Right.
And it's there and you're like, right, son of a bitch, I needed that right
yes.
now. It's stuff happens that way. And not to get all, you know, again,
we
talked about crystals before, a couple podcasts ago. But it's stuff just presents itself when you seem to need it most.
Yes.
So it doesn't hurt to join those groups. Even if you don't interact in there as much, I'm sure they would love to have you interacting in there. But if you don't, that's okay, because there's going to be that day. I'm telling you right now, it's happened to me many times,
yep,
that it's going to be there for you. And it probably when you needed it the most, or somebody you know needed it, and you can share it with them and help them out. So
yes. Yeah, HGH has really introduced me to a lot of people that I did not know about in the industry.
You're welcome.
Awesome.
Specifically Norm.
Yeah.
It has been a joy.
Yeah, wow.
No, it really has. And yeah, that was, I like jokingly commented on Norm's post, like, I started a podcast with two of my friends.
Yes.
But that has been really cool. And also, if you guys didn't see this post, I think I posted it in our page. Spotify did their Wrapped thing for everyone, for all of the content creators.
Mm-hmm.
And I was dying laughing because Spotify sent me a notification like, oh, here's what your Wrapped look like for 2020. You dropped 6 minutes of content. And I was like, oh my God.
Yes.
So we started so late in the year that Spotify only recognized our trailer as being published. So it was like, you dropped 6 minutes of content for one listener.
Boom.
And I was just like, this is the best. Because it was like confetti and like, it had all these like balloons on it. Wow. Like, congratulations on your 6 minutes of content for your one listener. Yeah. And I was like, this is an accomplishment.
Here's
so.
Your participation trophy.
It was great. But yeah.
Thanks for playing.
We were laughing really hard about that. So yeah, we started the podcast and dropped 6 minutes of content for one listener.
It's so easy to look at all of the crowd. So if each of you were to sit down today and look at different things that's happened to you over this last year, and I don't mean the crappy stuff about the guy that got mad at you because you weren't wearing your mask, or the guy you got mad at because he wasn't wearing his mask, whatever.
Right.
If you stop and think about the other things that have happened to you, I'm sure you will find a lot of positive things to focus on.
There really
were
a lot.
With us, for me, the podcast, this is fun. It's been something we've talked about for a while, mm-hmm, about doing and figuring out, and we're still learning. You know, we just bought new equipment, so we sound even better. And I'm trying to learn how to use it, and I don't know a damn thing about it.
We're all learning
thing.
A lot of things about,
podcasting,
sound tech, and
you know,
all that
like
stuff.
I said, I got married, Brendan got married. You know, there's so many things to think about that have happened. You know, when I got engaged, which also happened this year. So we got engaged in March 13th.
You got engaged March 13th?
Yes.
No shit.
Yeah. 2 days later, the whole world shut down.
Oh, my God.
So it's like, woo, we're engaged. Let's stay home.
Yeah, no parties, no friends,
no,
nothing.
You know,
like, yeah.
So, but it was still a positive thing. Yeah, there was some shitty stuff.
Of course.
Yeah.
But people allow the negative to overshadow the positive. The negative stuff's always going to be there. And if you want to focus on it, that's your choice. So just, you got to stop and you have to look at all of this stuff, because the things that everybody's posting on our page are amazing.
Yeah.
They're
it
nothing
really is.
Short of amazing.
It has been awesome to see. Like, it really has been, all the people who accomplished like personal goals of whether they're like weight loss or exercise, whatever. People who had kids, all your cute kids, bought houses, got degrees.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff.
Rescued, kidnapped children. Like, that's...
Right, yeah. You guys are super badass. And the fact that all of us just continue to go into work every day, despite everything that's going on in the world, that's an accomplishment in and of itself.
It is.
Like, kudos to you for sitting down and putting on the headset every single day.
Yeah, especially in this industry, because there's no escaping it.
No,
there
really
isn't.
You deal
with what's going on at work and at home. There's just no getting away from it.
Well, it's not just your own. It's everybody else's stuff. that's right. coming out to you, and it's exacerbated, and you get to see so many sides of people that we already kind of knew were there, but they bring a whole new level of, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Right? So a whole new
Everyone's
level of
Everyone's getting a little
pettiness.
Cabin fever. And
pettiness.
Like, yeah.
So it's easy for me at the end of the day to go, oh my God, really? But I can also turn around and look at, you know, the positive that we did that day. It isn't always easy to do.
Right.
But it's there. You just got to look for it. You just have to look for it. Or something your coworker accomplished, or the people that you're dispatching for, something they accomplished. And guess what? They didn't accomplish it alone. You helped them do it. You know, so it's huge. And there's not enough emphasis that we can stress.
We had a double homicide like 2 weeks ago now.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, yeah.
We kicked ass in the room.
Then that's awesome.
It went really well in the room.
We had a structure fire recently that unfortunately ended up being fatal.
Yeah, that's awful.
And as awful as that was, it was really terrible. All the responders that went complimented. We had two brand new dispatchers that worked that night. And I mean, they've got less than a year. They're not like 2 weeks in or anything. They've got less than a year on. So these two newer dispatchers were by themselves for this incident, and all the firefighters were calling in and just like, you guys did amazing. Thank you so much. We couldn't have done this without you. You guys rocked it. So again, like, I'm not saying that the whole event wasn't absolutely awful and tragic, but I was really proud of our dispatchers that handled that because they did a really great job.
Yeah, the outcome isn't positive. I mean, let's face it. Actually, that's not true, because we know of that incident, and as tragic as it was, there was a huge community outpouring from that. which gives you faith that people are still
good people.
Or there's lots of them out there.
Yes.
Very easy to think that it doesn't exist, but when something like that happens, it brings a lot of people together.
It does.
And then, you know, you go your separate ways, but it's still there.
It's
really still there.
So yeah, if you're a person that has really been struggling with this year and you've been in that negative headspace of 2020 sucks, it does. I'm not going to say that it hasn't sucked. It's been a challenging year. But try to take some time before January is over to maybe write down like 5 good things that happened to you.
Yeah.
And maybe that'll help you kind of get out of that sucky headspace and get back into fresh new year, 2021.
That's a great idea.
Let's do some awesome things.
Yeah. Or think about the things that you've been wanting to do and start doing them.
Honestly.
It's, you know, so I have a friend that he's been going to pharmacy school for a number of years, and he finally was able to finish it, you know, because he wasn't necessarily, he was on and off for a little bit, and then he's been dedicated the last couple years, like really dedicated to it. And it's a huge sacrifice for him, but he made it through. He passed all of his courses. You know, now he has to take the exams for, you know, your state license. And there's a legal one, and then there's a state license one as well that you have to take.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's studying for that stuff. And we talked to him the other night, and he was saying how he doesn't feel like he's been doing enough to prepare for it. I'm like, dude, how much more do you think you can do?
Right.
You know, maybe the way you're doing it is this. He's like, well, I could be, you know, I'm not necessarily working. I could be studying for 8 hours a day. Yes, you can. And if that's your goal, sit down and figure out how to do it. Write yourself, like you guys just said, write yourself a list of things that you want to accomplish. You have this much time in the day, and you can still treat it like a job in his case.
Right.
So it's how you attack the issue and what you do with it. You know, you could let it just be overwhelming and just be like, okay, well, I'll do the best I can. All right. Are you doing the best you can? You know, that's a question that we have to ask, because if you want to accomplish it and it's that important, you'll take that time.
And your goals don't need to be something tangible. Like, they don't need to be, I want to lose 100 pounds or I want to buy a new car.
Right.
They can be stuff like, I want to spend more time with my kids, or I want to eat at the house more often, or I mean, they don't have to be like actual things.
No.
You know, a lot of that stuff is, it's easy to accomplish if you actually take the time to think about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We said this the other day. I was talking to Kent, our director, and he said something that I say all the time, and he's like, we just haven't had the time. And then he stopped. He goes, wait, we just haven't made the time.
Exactly.
Or we haven't taken the time. Yes. You have the time. It's there, but you have to actually take it and make it happen. It's just not, it's not going
to
do it for you.
If it's something that you really love and that you are really wanting to do, you will absolutely make the time to do it.
That's correct. That's correct. So. And you can do it. It just takes some diligence and maybe a help from somebody or some advice.
Right.
And that's what our friend did the other, afterwards, he goes and posts on Facebook to this group. He's like, if you ever need your life changed and somebody to kick you in the ass, talk to these guys. And I'm like,
Pastor Norm.
All we did was.
Also Dr. Norm.
Oh, that's right.
And Tina.
And Nurse Tina. Oh, baby.
Wonderful.
No.
All right.
I know, silly. But so, yes, let's have a great 2021.
Yes.
Right? We're going to
yes.
kick it off right. We've already had some positive stuff leading up to this. So have a great 2021. If you are so inclined, like we said at the beginning of the podcast, on our Facebook page, we post the brag board monthly.
Woohoo.
Get up in there.
Celebrate you. And it doesn't have to be a professional accomplishment. It could be a personal accomplishment, or you can brag about someone else.
Yes.
A coworker, a friend, family member, whatever.
And show support for those who have achieved something. Maybe you don't have something you want to post yet, or you don't have anything that you feel is post worthy.
Right.
That's okay. But go in there and look what other people are doing. It's inspiring.
It is.
Hopefully,
seriously,
you saw that or heard that today. In the things that people have done. So get in there and show some love and some encouragement to those folks that are doing great things.
And
so.
If you're interested in talking to us about some of the accomplishments that you've finished, we are always got open ears about blog posts. If you want to post a blog for us, just email us. It's on the website, humanize911.com. Yep.
Send us a message on Messenger.
Yep. Neva does Short Story Sundays every week, and she's always looking for people to write in about experiences that you have that could maybe be just a short little story she posts on Sundays. They're really cool.
Couple paragraphs. They're good.
They're awesome. They're really cool. So, thank you guys for surviving 2020.
Yeah.
It's been a challenge, and we appreciate you.
For helping make this happen for us.
Yes, thank you for helping us give out 6 minutes of content to one listener.
To one listener. One listener out there.
I pulled it up because I wanted to say really quick, we do have, as of today, 464 total plays on our podcast.
Oh, wow.
And the audience changes every week because it depends on how many people are still listening. But it does say we have an established audience of approximately 66 people.
Boom. Nice.
Thank you, guys.
So,
hell yeah.
Yeah, and we have some listeners in different parts of the world, too. So that's kind of cool.
Well, that's good.
98% is from the U.S., obviously, because we're in the U.S. We do have 1% in Canada and less than 1% in Ireland, Singapore, and Germany.
Mm. I was hoping we had Korean because we already know somebody who speaks Korean. Just learning how to speak Chinese and Korean. We have different people, so we could... have them translate our podcast for us.
A live dub,
I would love to hear us in Chinese.
So, yes. Write down your goals for 2021.
Do it.
Make it better.
Peace out.
Do it. Bye.
Bye.